I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, chickens. We are counting down to the New Year's Day special episode here in the Cyber Finale Part 10. We're in the Timeless Children. It's all going on. Hey, chickens. Look, it's Christmas week. At least, you know, when I recorded this, I don't know what's going on with you where you are. You might be listening to this in 2027. Anyway, welcome. We are into the Cyber Finale. Oh my God, I can't believe it's part 10. So we've just seen the Cyber Master things, the Time Lords in Cybermen outfits. Like, it's craziness. Absolute weirdness. And the Master has killed one. It's regenerated. It's like the worst thing that could possibly ever happen to the entire universe. And they all follow the Master. Meanwhile, Yaz and Ryan and Graham and Kosamui and Ravio and the brother and the kid, like there's a lot of them. They're all standing looking at Gallifrey on the other side of that big border thing, the big boundary. Is that what it is? Were they calling it a boundary, a border, a portal, whatever it is, a big purple wall. And they're all having like a philosophical discussion about, oh, we should go and save the Doctor, but you know, who's going to be the first one to go through? Anyway, Yaz just wanders on through. Then everyone else follows her and she's like, look, we're going to find the Doctor and rescue her. And even though Graham's like, how are we going to find her in this lot? And Ravio's like, we owe her, so we're in. Meanwhile, the Doctor wakes up and sees the Ruth Doctor. Oh, and she's like, how are you here? And she's like, maybe you just summoned me. We're in the Matrix. And the Doctor's like, well, my memories of you erased. Was I forced back into becoming a child? And the Ruth Doctor says, look, I don't have those answers. And really, would they even be helpful? And the Doctor's like, yes, I need to know these things. And Ruth's like, you know, do you need to know because your memories aren't compatible with what you've learned here? And she's like, you know what? Have you ever been limited by who you were before? And then the Doctor says, oh, that does sound like me talking. And the Ruth Doctor's like, look, you've got no time to be tired. Armies are being born. People need the Doctor. And so the Doctor says, I don't know how to stop the Master. And the Ruth Doctor's like, of course you do. And she's like, you know, there's one thing he said that you didn't understand. She's like, something the Master said. And she's like, no. She's like, you know, this place is blowing your mind. Maybe you should return the compliment. And the Doctor starts talking to herself. She's like, what did she say? Mind blown? Oh, I'm talking to myself again. Good sign. She's like, have a blast of this Matrix. And then, oh my God, the Doctor Who theme starts. Oh, Sagan Akinola, I love your music so much. And this is just like one of those hugely emotional beats where I was like, whoa! And while the Doctor Who music is playing, the theme song, the Doctor projects her memories, like all of her memories. So we just get flashbacks of every single Doctor and monsters and Captain Jack and assistants. Like, it's just like the, even the all the Doctors that were on the screen in the Brain of Morbius when they had their fight about all the past Doctors in that. It's like, oh my God, they all must be past Doctors as well. It's just like this... Oh, it's a cannon explosion. I mean, cannons do explode, I guess, when they shoot their big balls. So yes, this is a cannonball of enormous proportions being fired out into the Doctor Who universe, and it's so good. I love seeing flashbacks in milliseconds, like bang, 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 bang. You're like, oh yeah, that's all I needed. So. That causes the paralysis field to blow up. No, watching over 800 episodes of Doctor Who in the brief moment of 30 seconds, that would make your paralysis field explode. Like, I'm barely coping here, and I'm watching some episodes twice now. So the paralysis field blows up, and the Doctor collapses and is, like, lying alone on the floor. Yaz finds her, because Yaz is amazing, feels for her pulse. And the Doctor wakes up and says, oh, my fam. And then she sees how many people are there. She's like, are we having a party? And then she explains, she's like, the memories blew the matrix. And she's like, oh, we're all clever. We are all, however many that is. I'm like, oh, I love this. I love that there's more Doctors that we don't know about. I know a lot of people don't like that. They like thinking that, you know, William Hartnell in the Junkyard was the first ever episode, and so it was the first ever time the Doctor... I was like, he was old by then. He would have had adventures before as well. Anyway, lots of Doctors. So the Doctor says, I've got to stop the Master and his regenerating Cybermen. Ravio said, we've got bombs. We're going to put bombs all over the ship. And the Doctor says that the Cybermasters won't be destroyed. Yaz asks the Doctor if she's okay, and the Doctor has a memory. She's like, oh, a shard. And he said, the death of everything is within me. And then Ravio says, oh, yeah, there's a rumor that he's got like a death particle in him, you know, that destroys everything. So the Doctor asks if they're okay to set the explosives. She's going to go and get the death particle if she can find it. The Doctor finds the Master psychically. She's like, woo, contact. And she's like, oh, there he is. Koshamus is at the activator core on the cyberspace. He's going to set the bombs now to blow up the whole carrier, because that core will just go rupture everything. Everyone else starts setting bombs all around the spaceship. Koshamus is trapped by marching Cybermen. Oh, no. And then the Doctor has gone to where she thought the Master was, but he's not there. But there is the little itty-bitty... a shard lone Cyberman toy, the little dolly that's been shrunk. And she's like, she sonics it, and it's like, oh, the death particle is still in there. And then the Doctor's like, what happened to the Cyberium? Like, that, did that stay in him? Is it a shrunken Cyberium? And then the Master pops into her mind. She's like, all right, you and me in the Matrix chamber, no one else, one last time. So she tells everyone she's got to get them off Gallifrey. Koshama says, oh dear, my bomb has gone wrong, and it set off all the others by accident. Then the Cybermen start shooting at him. They're all running around, and Cybermen are, you know, stomping forward. I love that it's only new Cybermen now. Like, all humans must be deleted. Bombs start going off. Oh my God, the explosion on the cybership was like a big blue explosion. It's so cool. Like, I love... Do you know what? I've longed for amazing explosions in Doctor Who. I mean, we've had some good ones. They've, you know, the blowing up of the Priory in the Pyramids of Mars is pretty good. Oh, I remember when they blew up the crinoid in the Seeds of Doom. That was pretty exciting. Like, I love a good explosion, and this is up there with great Doctor Who explosions. Like, the cybership just being ripped in half by this big explosion. So the Doctor has everyone with her. She drags them all into a TARDIS. Koshamus gives the Doctor a bomb. He says it's damaged. It's hand detonation only. And she's like, oh, of course it is. I mean, that's usually how the doctor's life goes. And she's like, I'm going to use the death particle on Gallifrey, on my home, on the Master and his new Cybermen. She's like, if they escape here, they will be unstoppable. And she's like, you know, I have to finish this because this started with Shelley and the Cybermen and the Cyberium. So she's going to set this TARDIS that she's gone into, this, you know, new-looking TARDIS. I mean, it's old-looking but new. She's going to set this TARDIS to go to the 21st century. And she's like, look, you can settle there. This is to Ravio and all the future people. And the Doctor says, you know, I'm going to die. She said, but I will die in a heartbeat to save the universe. And my fam. Oh, but Yaz won't let her go. Oh, no, Yaz is tugging on her sleeve. And the Doctor's like, please, Yaz, please let me go. And Ryan says to Yaz, yeah, come on. Oh, it's really sad. It's a really sad moment. And the Doctor says to them as she goes out the door, please live great lives. And as she walks out, the door closes behind her. And she heads off to the Matrix chamber to face down her doom with the Master. Oh, my God. It's one more episode to go. Are we going to go?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.